Phone Boy Speaks, episode 774. Reach out and touch someone 100 years ago. I missed it by a couple days, but this month, 100 years ago, the first call that went across the United States happened. And this was done, of course, using AT&T because, well, AT&T was the phone company back in the day. And they managed to build a transcontinental phone service, which, of course, today is nothing new. But back then, it was something that was quite an engineering feat, to say the least. These days, yeah, we just don't even think about it. I mean, I call across the world on definitely on a wireless device, no less, right? And so the last mile, rather than being a wired connection like it was back in Alexander Graham Bell's day, it's now a it's now wireless for a lot of people. So now, of course, we're not, as AT&T is a company, we're not so thrilled with anymore. They, of course, grew to be a big monopoly that had to be sanctioned by the government in various ways. They got broken up, and they've since reformed into what we now call AT&T and the and Verizon. And yes, I think that first long distance phone call, as it were, it's still something to at least mark in the history books. It was certainly a turning point because back in those days, getting across the country was it took a long time, and it was you're talking about it would take days and days and days and days, maybe a whole lot longer, again, depending upon which way you went. And getting your voice across the country was, now all of a sudden something that was possible. You could send telegrams maybe across the country, but that's not quite the same as sending reaching out and touching someone is the old saying from the 1980s, the AT&T commercials. It's still worth, at least noting in history, and we can thank Alexander Graham Bell and all the folks that the ancestors of people at AT&T for putting out a phone network that that spanned the United States of America and ultimately got us all connected in one way or another. Even if we don't like the company, we can like what they put together, which is the phone network that we all use today in various ways and capacities. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.